Greetings, Patriots! This is Pat Riot from Freedom Fighters of America. Stay tuned after this episode for a special preview of my new song, inspired by renowned rock photographer Nick Elliott himself. Whee!
Oh my God, lovers, it's moi, Alicia American!
Hooray!
Here with my sisters, Deb and Sophie.
Hooray!
Yay!
And you know what? We are talkering with none other than renowned British rock photographer, Nick Elliott!
Hey!
From England!
Debbie, British means from England. I meant British.
LOL, I know British means British, LOL. I may be stupid, but I'm not yo. LOL.
You better say hi to the audience quick, Nick, if you can get a word in edgewise.
Hooray!
Ladies and gentlemen, famous rock photographer Nick Elliott.
Hooray!
Yay! Hey, yippee! You American girls out there in the US, how's things? This is Nick Elliott, rock photographer, sending you love and kisses from the UK.
Kiss, yay!
Mr. Elliott, I just wanted you to know that I hired a personal trainer to get in perfect shape for this interview, in case you decided to take pictures.
Yes, and her left side is her good side, yo!
Mr. Elliott, you have a new fine art photo book out about a folk rock festival called 50 Folk?
Yes, I do. It's my personal celebration of 50 years of the Cambridge Folk Festival. Which is one of the most legendary folk festivals in the world and certainly the biggest in Europe.
Oh, really?
And I've been working it for the past 11 years on and off with various different bands and record companies, management agencies and PR companies. And
I see.
It holds a very special place in my kind of life, in my career, this festival. I've met a lot of people through it. I've produced some of the very best images I think that I've ever taken have been shot at this festival.
I see.
And it's 50th anniversary last year, 2014. And I wanted to do a personal celebration of my time spent there.
Okay.
And I produced this fine art image-led coffee table book that showcases, I personally think, some of my best images from the festival over the 11 years that I've been working there. Obviously not for the 50 years because I haven't been there for the 50 years, but my 11 years and my small part in that 50 year anniversary.
Isn't that part of a series of coffee table books about figures in rock and culture?
Yes, it is. It's my second book to press. I've just actually released my third book this last week.
Get out!
Which is early May this year.
Hooray!
And 50 Folk was my second book. But I am actually producing a trilogy of rock books, which I start work on later on in the year.
Do go on.
The books and reproduction of my fine art and my imagery are very high on my agenda with, the kind of portfolio that I'm looking at putting together.
Oh my God, Mr. Elliott, tell us about this badass radio station that you're a part of, Siren 107.3 FM.
Oh, right, yeah, the radio station, that's a really good gig, that is. It's a bit of a giggle, as I would say over here. I was approached by Siren FM, which is quite a large regional station over here in the UK, got a lot of listeners, and they wanted me to do my own show, which is titled Sound and Nick's Vision, which is now a long program that we do each month, and it basically is about the tracks, various different tracks, album tracks, but essentially 7-inch singles, the kind of chart singles that have been the biggest influence of my life and my career, why I do what I do, why I got started in the business.
I see.
These guys that I've worked with and met, and we talk about stories. We just go into the studio and there's a couple of guests that come in. We play a few tunes for an hour, have a laugh and a giggle, and we rock it out, you know.
Yay!
Now that you've become a DJ, do you think that, like, Skrillex or other famous DJs should, like, try taking photos, yo?
You, like, don't have to answer that, lover.
What Debbie is trying to ask is, what is it like working in a purely visual medium, then moving to a purely audio medium?
Well, I think, to be honest, the two, for me, relate very much together. I've always worked in a visual area. What I do is what I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be a photographer, and I'm in it to be the best. That's why I do it.
Do you go on?
To leave a mark, to change things, to produce imagery that, you know, will kind of make scars on people's minds and lives for the rest of it. Mm. And also, because music is my second passion in photography, and that music has been really so much about my life, and it has sculptured what I am today, and a lot of the guys that I work with now are my heroes.
I see.
I like the fact that the thing will move over, and I can actually kind of exercise the passion that I have for photography and music through the one medium of radio. Plus, we can have a few laughs and a bit of fun. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, lover. What is Deep Red Magazine, yo?
Oh, Deep Red Magazine. Yeah, that's another little sideline that I set up with a partner in the magazine. That's the senior editor, Kat. We set this thing up about 2-3 years now. I would think it's probably about that long. We wanted to put together a very high-end online contemporary music and arts magazine that would touch into, as I said, the very high end of acts of music in the business, and also that it was an opportunity to showcase a lot of the work that I do with the bands, record companies, etc., etc., and move it into a magazine medium format so that it could go out to public right across the world, fans of music, art.
Do you go on?
It's essentially a classic rock, blues, folk, roots kind of genres. We don't go too much near mainstream or middle of the road, as we say here in the UK. So it is quite a high end, but with a very, very solid following of people that are proper out and out music fans and connoisseurs. We have a lot of contributors, actually, from your part of the world over there in the US.
Yippee!
I just love Americans. American music, and just America. Yeah, US. It's kicking. It's kicking.
Yay!
Hooray! So we use a lot of contributors from out there, and New York, California, around that kind of place. And it's working really, really well. So we're very pleased with it.
Yay!
How do you know John Hurd?
John Hurd? From Chud?
No, Debbie, shush. John Hurt from Alien.
Oh, that guy? I thought he died after the alien popped out of his chest, yo.
Ugh. John Hurt, the legend that is John Hurt.
Hey!
That was a strange kind of occurrence, that was. I actually was commissioned to shoot a book project for a festival here that happens in August.
Oh, really?
For 3 days last year. This is an annual festival, but I've kind of bibbed into it bits and bats, you know, over the last couple of years. But last year I was commissioned by the guy who actually puts on the festival and owns the stately home where the thing is actually held, to shoot a book project, to produce images backstage, and basically to do what I do, working with the musicians, all the bands that are performed, do a lot of backstage stuff and kind of fly on the wall documentary, which is something that is a big part of now what I do in my business, you know, and my whole art project. And funnily enough, John was there along with a lot of other kind of serious players, writers, authors, film stars, and obviously musicians. And we kind of hooked up there and did a few bits through the 3 days of the festival. Superman, he was there with his lovely wife.
Uh-huh.
And he actually lives very close, well, I say very close, probably about 20-something miles away from where the festival is held. And the guy's top man, lovely chap.
Hooray! You're friends with badass stars who were like super famous over in England, but aren't known as well to the regular American peeps. Like, for instance, that dude Al Murray, we Googified him, and one site said he, like, owns a bar, and another site online says he, like, wants to be a, like, minister?
Not just any kind of minister, you dolt. The Prime Minister, yo.
Right. Prime Minister. Is that in the, like, Anglican Church or something or whatever?
Can you, like, please explain Al Murray to Americans, yo?
Al Murray, yeah. I actually did some work with Al Murray. I first met Al Murray probably about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm an official photographer for Planet Rock Radio over here.
Is that so?
Which is a classic rock station. Fantastic channel. Tune in if you get a chance.
Hooray!
And they commissioned me to shoot Al, who was doing an Al Murray radio show on a Sunday morning here, 10 till 2 in the afternoon on a Sunday, I think it was, or the 2-4 hour show, I can't quite be sure.
Uh-huh.
They commissioned me to do some stuff with a guy. Very, very nice man, very professional guy. But essentially, he's well renowned over here for being quite an accomplished rock drummer. He's played quite a few gigs over here, and he's played with his own band, the T-34s.
Uh-huh.
He's actually done a couple of sets at Download here, which is a massive, massive rock festival over here. A lot of you guys over America get over here to play a lot. Kiss headlining here
year.
So that's the kind of company that he's rubbing shoulders with.
Is that so?
But also really mainstream, Al is more well known for being stand-up comedian.
I see.
Again, over here in the UK, stand-up comedy is very, very big. It's taken off over the last kind of, you know, 5-8 years. Doing kind of a Bob Hope type of stand-up routine that a lot of the guys do over here. And Al Murray's one of those. And he has a character that he actually calls the pub landlord, which is based on pretty much a kind of Essex come London, which is a part of the UK over here that kind of gets a bit of ridicule. He does this kind of take, tongue-in-cheek, of a pub landlord in that particular geographical area of the UK.
I see.
So that's really what he's known for. But he's a very, very accomplished musician. And Yeah, got on with him very well. Top guy.
Tell us more about your friend Earl Slick, yo. He's kind of hot, yo. OMG!
Oh, no fair. I saw him first.
I think David Bowie and John Lennon saw him years before both you girls, yo.
Ooh, the legend that is Earl Slick. The Slickster, as we call him.
I see.
You want to check him out. Earl Slick, he's a legend. The guy's a legend. A legend blues rock guitarist. Done work with Bowie, John Lennon, and also the New York Dolls, which is definitely more applicable to you guys.
I see.
Check him out. He's the coolest. He is the ultimate rock star. He really is. And what a super, super guy. I spent 3 days with him last August, and we did a small project together. Literally just walking about with Earl Slick, doing some really nice images and putting some stuff together. And he's back over here in the UK in August, and we're going to do some stuff in Liverpool, which really best way of introducing Liverpool is the birthplace of the Beatles, which I feel sure you guys will know.
Hooray!
So we're going to spend some time out there, me and Earl, walking about, taking a few snaps, Earl Slick in Beatleland. Should be a giggle.
Do you think Mr. Slick could get me into the New York Dolls?
Ugh.
Oh, that's a strange question.
Huh?
But it's worth a go. It's worth a stab. Have a word with Earl.
Hooray!
And I'll probably mention it to him when I catch up in August. But the New York Dolls are fantastic, man.
Hooray!
But a bit of a shame. I'll tell you a story about the New York Dolls.
Okay.
When I was last working in Nashville, I actually discovered on the day, because I do a fair bit of work out there in the US in Nashville, and taking my rock and roll hard kind of rock style of photography and imagery out to the US, and I was invited to go out there first of all in 2010.
I see.
And the New York Dolls, I just love them. I love the whole American punk scene, the Ramones, the Dolls, and all that kind of vibe that was going on at that time. On the day that I flew out back to the UK, I was really pissed because I was told then that a studio that I'd been doing a lot of work at through the 2 and a bit weeks I was there in Nashville was then hosting 2 members of the New York Dolls that were coming in to record some tracks.
Oh, really?
I was real disappointed. It was a real pisser that I couldn't be there to hook up with the Dolls. But I'll have a word with Earl, see what we can do.
I saw a pic of my idol, Debbie Harry, in your portfolio, yo. Oh, my God, can you tell us anything about Blondie?
The legend that is Debbie Harry, dear, oh, dear, yeah. First invited to do some work with those guys. I don't know when it would probably be. 15 years ago, probably about that time. On the back of the Curse tour. When they released the single Maria.
Uh-huh.
And I was asked to do some press stuff with them, which was a bit of a blast for me, really, because, you know, somebody kind of gets in contact, rings you up and says, look, will you shoot and do some stuff with Debbie Harry? You're unlikely to say no, are you? The legend that is Debbie.
LOL.
And they were good. They were very, very good. And since then, gone on to do Foo Bits and Bobs probably two or three times after that.
Hooray!
But they're still good. They did a really mean set here at Glastonbury last year. Don't know whether you guys know about Glastonbury Festival. Massive place.
Hooray!
Again, kind of place, you know, certainly a lot of the Americans come over here, headline Glastonbury. Metallica last year, serious band, serious. Best headliner ever of Glastonbury.
I see.
But anyway, back to Debbie Harry.
Hooray!
And they did a really good set, and they're still out there doing it in the UK. I think they've got a few dates booked this year. But I've got nothing planned to hook up with them again, so that's really about all I can tell you.
Who are some of the most badasserest peeps you've ever gotten to work with?
Besides us, of course.
Right, besides us, Mr. Elliot. LOL.
Well, I think you're the ultimate, though, ladies, you are.
Is that so?
But
okay.
I get asked this question a hell of a lot, but I have this kind of rule that I never talk about the badness of what goes on, or the goodness of what goes on, because, you know, all these people in this business are life-changing people. They bring something different to the table in their art, in their craft.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of these people are my heroes. They are what made me what I am today.
I see.
So, you know, I let my work tell the story, and I let my work, my imagery, take people to wherever they want to go and their relation to those artists. Mm. So I can't say any more than that, sorry.
Oh my God, so like what's next for the famous Nick Elliott?
Well, it's busy as a git, really. 2015's been busy. It makes your head swim.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? As I say, I've just released my third book. I've released two books this year. I've got a lot of stuff coming up, various different projects, book projects, the old slick one in August. But the most immediate thing is, I'm hoping that it's going to be a world first.
Uh-huh.
It's an idea that I came up with probably about 3 or 4 years ago, that I wanted to take a massive exhibition out to the public. I wanted to produce a selection of images and a collection that would then feature outside exhibition with a view to it touring the UK.
Okay.
But I wanted to do something that I believe no other artist has ever done.
I see.
And that is produce the images massively big to give the impression that when people saw them, that it was, they could relate very much to what I'd actually seen through the lens when I shot the shots.
Okay.
And also from the angle and from the place where I was at the time of shooting that image, whether that be on stage, in a pit, side stage, working with these guys direct, talking to them, whatever.
I see.
I wanted the images to be so demonstrous and powerful that it would leave an impression on your mind for a long, long time to come.
Mm.
So, cut a long story short, my publicist, Kat,
Yay! She
managed to hook up with a huge company over here that do high-end, big image digital printing, a place called Structure Flex,
uh-huh.
which actually is sponsoring the whole show. And we're doing a total of 17 images that will be 8.5 meters high by 5.5 meters wide.
I see.
These things will be standalone images. And also we're going to dress a rock stage here over a 2-day festival in early part of June. Where these images will essentially be one of the main features of the whole event.
Oh, really?
It's going to be showcased in front of 65,000 people.
Yay!
So it's a bit of a gig for me. Again, it's I'm very much of a kind of artist, a kind of guy that has had quite a long list of lifetime ambitions, which I've managed to tick very much of that list.
Is that so?
And as I said earlier, it's about impressing, it's about making a difference and leaving a mark.
Mm.
And this will do it. We call this show Size Matters.
LOL!
Giggle on. It's going to work. It's going to work. So we'll keep you informed on exactly what's going on with that. This kicks off the second weekend in June. So it's going to be a kicker, man. It's going to be a kicker.
And how can people followize your amazing career, yo?
So if you want to follow us, you guys can keep up with what I'm doing. You could go to nickelliott.eu. That's nickelliott.eu. That's Elliott, ELLIOTT.eu. Everything's on there, the press office and the store, which is nickelliott.store.com. You can look at the books and buy the books and fine art on there. And do the usual things, Twitter, Facebook. All the links are on the website, so you best to just pick everything up from there. That's nickelliott.eu.
Oh my God. T-Y-S-M, Mr.
Oh
Elliott.
Oh my God. We like love you, renowned rock photographer Nick Elliott. Yay!
It was such an honor to meet you.
It's been great. I've really, really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for inviting me on. And it's been a real giggle. A real giggle.
Kisses!
And I'm going to send you lots of love and a lot of sexy thoughts.
Huggies!
That's a bit a giggle, a little tickle pickle. That's a bit a giggle, there's no need to pout. That's a bit a giggle, a little tickle pickle. That's a bit a giggle, let it all hang out. That's a little strange, perhaps free range. We're in New York, neither pig nor pork. That's a bit a giggle, a little tickle pickle. That's a bit a giggle, there's no need to pout.
Yay!
Of course we live in large, there is a cover charge, because we're dressed to kill and our music's bloody brill. Of course we're so badass, we're flying in first class. Our songs just always click like a Nick Elliott pick.
Yucca!